Yo, 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 it's your girl V Henny Man. You already know the vibes. Welcome to the Artistry where we talk shit about music, entertainment, and the everyday struggles. And you know how we do, man. We always have a dope guest in the building. We have actress. She's a writer. She does amazing things. Make some noise for your girl, Christina Mavronas.
One more time. I'll give you one more.
I fucked up.
Mavronas. No, that's, it's Mavronas. Greek. It's my Greek. Mavronas.
Mavronas. Okay. Wait.
It's Mavronas.
That's my girl.
It's my girl. You need me? Yeah, I'm just coming to get the bottle.
How many drinks you had, Jess?
I'm like 4 drinks in. Is this my episode?
No, you finish it.
Oh. You confused as well? The audience is confused.
I can't take this one?
Wait. Christine, enjoy, because you guys don't know how to act when you're together. Yo, we got your girl, Christina Mavronas.
It's hella Greek. It's not even the Greekest name.
It's really Greek. My accent was like,
You know, everybody do think it's Spanish.
Because the R, you know what I'm saying? The way you pronounce it. And I was practicing this. I was home in the mirror staring at myself and saying the last name and
you're like Paul Rudd.
And then we had Jasmine correct me and everything like that. That's embarrassing, by the way. I understand because I'm very professional with it. So welcome to the Artistry.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Definitely. Thank you for being here. I've been looking forward for this. We've been trying to set this up for quite some time.
Yeah.
You know, so before we get into anything, I would like to do a toast.
I'm excited for this.
Congratulations on everything. I see you working. I was watching some of your like movies and skits and stuff like that. Even some of your drama. And I was like, oh, she good, ain't she? Like, so I love seeing people's progress. And, you know, for me, congratulations on all your wins. Continue. It's inspiring. And let's do it.
Thank you,
ain't she? Yeah, definitely.
All right, let's see this.
Ooh, that smells nice.
Taste it. I'm hot.
This got me hot.
Excuse me? And you make coquito, you said, right?
I make coquito.
The Greek make coquito.
You know, I might make a Greek coquito this year.
What would a Greek coquito consist of?
It has to have tzipura on it.
I don't think I ever had that.
It's like a moonshine. So you know what ouzo is? Damn, this is good.
It is good. I'm telling you.
Hold on, give me a second. We got a straw?
Oh no, we thirsty. No straws here.
Jasmine
came on the last episode. She was like, I'm not drinking. And then she drank the whole bottle. I was like, first of all, it's $9.99.
That sounds about right. I'm not gonna drink. I'm gonna be small. I'm gonna go do what I gotta do.
I was like, yes.
Any person who says, I'm just gonna have one drink.
Right.
Or nothing's gonna happen tonight. Mm-mm. The complete opposite. You're having 5 drinks and something's happening tonight.
Cause you know how many times I was like, I'm going out and I'm like, I'm not drinking and you know, I'm leaving early.
Never.
Those are the times that I woke up in my bed, like, how did I get here? You understand? It happens.
This is nice.
You know?
But yeah, so, we would do moonshine.
Moonshine. Okay. So yeah, I know. I think in Puerto Rico, we have Pitoro, and the Dominicans have Mama Juana.
Mama Juana.
I have Mama Juana.
I still have the bottle from when I went to Dominican. I love it.
Okay.
Isn't it supposed to like...
You're supposed to allow it to like ferment. So I've had my bottle already of Mama Juana for about 12 years. Everybody who's had it is like,
I think,
wow, this
I
is
think
smooth.
That's probably... Yeah, I think it's probably been like over 10 years.
Okay. Yeah. So like the first year of the process, you have to put like wine and like honey. It depends. There's two types of like the bottle.
Okay.
Then you have the roots and then you have the stems. Listen, I'm an alcoholic
I love this.
Person. Yeah, like I drink. I love like chemistry.
I love chemistry. My background's in science.
I know.
Put me in there. Let me concoct some shit.
So what is it that you put in your Mama Juana? Do you put rum? Do you put...
I've put rum.
Okay.
But I never heard wine. So I'm learning.
Well, no, the wine was just only to, how do you say it in English? Because in Spanish it's called curarlo.
Oh, like I understand cure, that. Yeah, I get it.
So
yeah.
I put the wine to just cure everything. Nobody touched it. And then for a year after, remove
it. Then you remove it. Okay.
And that now my Mama Juana is just purely rum. It's rum.
That's nice.
And listen.
All right, I gotta learn from you.
But yo, we got your girl here, man. Again, I'm proud of everything you're doing. Girl, you wear many hats. And I was like, yo, as I was doing some research on you, I was like, yo, like, finding out certain, I Googled you and I found out you like science, you understand? And, you know, you do the whole volcano, you know?
explodes.
You know, and word on the street is you did telenovelas, you know?
When
so
I was younger, yeah.
Tell me about that. I want to know how you got into, again, you were speaking about, like, growing up, how you were, you was always creative. And then how you got into science. So I just want to know that whole process right there, like the transitioning, because I'm being honest, that's orange and apples.
It really, at least it's all fruit, right? My first love was dance, and I was always like performing and being very like, just doing a lot of things for like my family members and being active. And then I just went to school and for sciences because I think we're a very artistic family, but it was never, you know, I'm first generation Greek.
Okay.
But it was never really seen as like the arts, something to do with.
Okay.
You know, so I think my mentality, you know, I really love taking care of people. I love the body. I love, you know, just being aware of everything. And I went into school for sciences and I love all that shit.
Okay.
But I was always performing and doing and being, and like, I remember I created a whole mini garden in a shoebox for my mom for Mother's Day. I'm proud of it. Isn't that cute? I didn't think of it.
Okay. she still has it?
No, that bitch threw it away.
Wow.
But my mom throws everything away. It's actually like a joke that we have. She has like the cards and stuff that I've written her. But we always yell at her. We're like, Ma, stop throwing things away. And that's why like, I hold on to everything now. And she comes into my house. She's like, Chrisina, you're like an old little grandma in here. You have all the tzotzkis around here. Why are you? And I'm like, this is because of you, because you throw everything away.
Oh, so, okay, I get it. Because, you know, when you grow up, sometimes you want to be the opposite. So you became a hoarder.
But like, you know, like my apartment's like a museum.
Okay.
It's like nice hoarder. Okay. I have things in a box. I put them away. And then when I want to see like newness, I bring them back out and I change it up.
Okay. So, all right. I mean, I get it. Like you've always been creative, you know. I just want to know, like, how did you transition into like stepping into this whole career span of being, you know, an actress, you know, a self-taught writer, knowing that this is how, you know, like, did you in your mindset, like growing up, knowing that you went to school for science, did you in the back of your mind you was like, you know what, this is not for me. I think I want to do that.
Yeah, I think I like woke up one day and I like, you know, I'm grateful for, you know, this characteristic in me, but there's also, you know, it's a double-edged sword where like I'll zone in, I'll just be like work, focus. But then I like came up for air and I looked around and I was like, I didn't like recognize where I was.
Okay.
And it didn't feel right. Something felt off.
Okay.
And the people around me all the time, like I was in improv, I was doing like improv, Kimball Studios, I love them. Everyone around me, producers, writers, actors, and I was just like, I don't want this anymore. This like this life that I had. Wow. And then I started working in production.
How was that?
That was really nice. I was on like the operational management side.
Okay.
And doing a little bit of everything.
Okay.
So I worked with like two different companies.
Oh yeah. Twerk.
And while I was doing my improv, then one thing led to another. It was like sketch comedy improv with like a bit of like Meisner technique. And then someone was like, you should really look into like going to school for it. Mm. And I was like, no, it's, you know, that's not for me. I'm not a real actor. Mm. I didn't go to Juilliard. Who do I think I am?
Right.
And then I did a semester for the summertime. And I woke up.
Okay.
And I was, yeah.
Okay, so you mentioning that's funny because there was an interview I was watching. I think it was like around 2017, right? And you mentioned, you know, I guess the question has to do like with about you loving yourself, or what is it that you learned about yourself in a sense, right? And you mentioned how like looking at your journey, you was a little too modest. Like you didn't give yourself credit.
Yeah.
So you know, knowing that you said that, you know, and again, that's 2017, where you're at now, where do you stand with that? Do you still feel like that? Because again, you're talking about how, like, you know, I never went to school for this. It's like sometimes, you know, if it's in you, it's in you.
Yeah, I think I now have, I'm better just owning the things that I want.
Okay.
And go after. My perspective and the way I look at things sometimes is very fixed.
Okay.
And I work on, like, you know, stepping aside and pivoting, and it's just like, fuck it, man. Like, I want to do this. I want to try it. I want to play. And if something sparks and speaks to me, then that's good enough to go after it. And I know I care about something deeply enough to really do the best that I can.
Okay.
To learn about it, go about it the right way, whatever that means. But okay. It's just like, you know, so it's like now it's like, you know, I know who I am. Until this year, who knows what's going to happen 10 years from now.
Right,
I know what I love. I know what I have inside of me. And I know the drive that I have that I want to keep learning and growing.
Right.
And I think that's more important than being like, you didn't go to Juilliard or something. Like, if I look back at that, if a friend came up to me and said that, I would have been like, no, that's bullshit.
Right.
But because it was, to me, that was like my own way of like holding myself back because I was afraid of propelling forward.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah, no, now.
Now you're just like, the confidence is, it's a lot more there.
Yeah. And that's not to say that, like, you know, I don't have insecurities or anything like that, or fears, but like, I think I honor more of what sparks and makes my heart flutter. And I'm so curious about, and because I know I'm multi-passionate and multi-talented. And this stems from like, even when I was little, in high school, I was like the emo girl, but then I looked Puerto Rican, but then I was yelling at people in Greek, but then I was everything, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And now I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay. I feel like one of the biggest challenges as an artist can be like learning or knowing who you are as the artist, like, if that makes sense, right? For example, musicians, sometimes they don't know their sound until they continue working within their artist development.
Mm.
So I feel like as an actress or as an actor, I'm assuming, because that's not my realm, but I feel like it can too be like a place where you're still learning what type of actor or actress you want to become as you continue to process. So do you know where you're at now, where you stand as far as like where you're good at, what, you know, what is it that you're still practicing on?
Oh, yeah.
You're still learning, or like, and you know, like just certain avenues in acting that you know that you're good and your weak points on it.
Yeah, I know my strengths. I know my weaknesses. You know, I know the box that I fit in, and I know where I gotta, like, you know, work at and stuff like that. So I think, and even with that, like, you know, in a week from now, something's gonna hit me, and I'm like, oh, I understand that on a deeper level now.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
But for the most part, I'm very confident as to like what my type is and where I want to go. Like, I have that a lot where I'm like, I want to go in this direction,
and I gotta be like,
Chris, like, hold your horses for a hot second, own what you are right now in this, and like play and grow to that eventually.
When was the last time you said that to yourself?
The other day.
What was the role that you wanted to pursue that you told yourself, you know, grow into this?
In like a role in acting.
Okay.
Is that what you're asking?
Or what was the direction, or what was it that you was?
So I think a lot of the times I'm always given, I give off like, I'm like death threat.
Why?
Like, because the eyebrows, the hair. But I don't know. Fucking Amazonian over here. I'm 5'7". You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
So it's like, it's very like seductive, sexual, hot, like tumor, like I know my types, but there's other avenues that I want to play that are a bit more vulnerable.
Okay.
That the character second guesses itself. And all of that aspects where people are like, I don't see you there yet. And I'm like, you know what? That's fine. Let me own my strengths.
Okay.
And I'll work towards that. And that's.
What are your strengths right now, you would say? Like, do you like drama?
I love it.
I'm serious. When I mentioned, like, the opening, like, I was watching a clip. And you got, like, really into it. I started laughing, though, because I was just like, I was just like, yo, going to your video, like, nah, this is not.
That's not her.
No.
Yeah, a lot of really, people just
you was about to cry and everything. You was like, I gave up so much. I was like, oh, what you gave up? You're like,
give him a mortgage. My house. Everything for you.
No, I love drama. A lot of my stuff is comedy.
Okay.
But there is a whole other side and darker side that I really love.
So what would be the darker side?
Have you ever seen, okay, maybe like not the original, but the new Suspiria?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's that shit I like.
Okay, damn, I gotta look it up.
Yeah.
I'm gonna look it up.
Well, I like a lot of like dark but also like whimsical sci-fi there's layers.
Okay.
You know, but then put me in a comedy, like in a skit, like I fucking love it too.
But that's your comfort zone, is it? Or no?
I think comedy and then drama are my comfort zones.
Okay.
And I think it's in the middle.
Okay.
The vulnerability where I want to go. But it's also like I get more comfortable when I'm working along other actors that I feel like, listen, there's a space where it's like, yes, let's play, let's act, and at the end of the day it's still a job, so you gotta come correct,
right?
You gotta like punch in. But it's also, you know, it's like, who do you have on set, the director and all of that stuff, where it's like that, you know, eventually get there.
I mean, you will. I mean, you're very, again, because we like to explore. You're very determined, so I'm sure your execution is always, you know, right. You know, you get it done.
Yeah,
from what I'm assuming, you know, by looking at your resume, looking at your, you know, like just you overall, as far as like your work ethics, you've been just executing.
I'm trying.
Yeah, you're doing
it's
it.
It's not always perfect.
It's not, it's funny because we were talking about that, like how, you know, again, looking at the social media, like it's. You see all this like achievements or these accomplishments, and then in the real world, there's a lot more that's happening behind that.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So I guess I want to know, like, when in doubt, what is it that you do to overcome that mindset and turn it into positive?
You mean?
So when in doubt, like, as far
when
as like
doubt.
Within your I'm sure within this process, you've been in moments where you felt doubt or failed.
Honestly, it's going to sound mad cheesy.
Go ahead.
But if I'm like, if I'm second guessing myself or doing it, like I really go out in the world and I talk to someone else. I talk to another human being. I go look at nature. Like I try to get out of my own head.
Okay.
And about me.
Okay.
And just see what it is. Be reminded about what life is about.
Okay.
What makes me. What sparks me, what gets me curious. Because I think like for me, that's where like my motivation is.
Okay.
So if it's self-doubt and like why I'm doing this, I go out and see life. If it's self-doubt and like, am I good enough?
Mm-hmm.
I talk to my inner child.
Mm.
I like,
those conversations are deep.
I have a moment. I have a photo of myself up on the mirror. And whenever I'm like really hard on myself, I'm like, would you talk to her like that? You know, I have three nieces. I'm like, would you talk to any of them like this?
Okay.
So I really like try to put things into perspective and be like, all right, you tried to accomplish X, Y, and Z and you're here. So why do you feel like you have doubt in yourself? Oh, because you want to do something that you haven't gotten there yet. So you don't have the tools. That's scary.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know, be kind to yourself. Be gentle. You know, it doesn't always happen as easy, you know. Sometimes I'm a mad woman in my apartment.
Right. But it everything
and friends and the people you have around yourself.
No, that's a big thing.
That's 100%. There's a few people that I know I can go to and be like,
right,
you know,
right.
And someone
you're
be like,
right,
yo,
about
shut,
that.
The, shut the fuck up, go do that.
You're right about that, because I noticed, like, even like when like through my process, there was many moments where like I look at certain friends that I've had for so many years, and we're still good friends, but. We pretty much grew out of, like, you know, like we went separate ways in a sense where it's like, we're not on the same page with so many things, you know.
And what you're doing is so hard to do.
I think what you're doing is not easy.
It's, well, because you're doing what you're doing and you know what you're doing.
And saying my first name. No, but I mean, I get it, you know, it's just, but I feel like, again, like, just, I just think anybody overall, like, having, going and chasing the, like, their goals, you know, like, growth will always make you, it's either you grow with me or growth, you know, we grow apart.
Yeah, I never want to feel too comfortable.
I mean, honest, that's how I feel. Yeah, that's a danger zone.
No, like, confidence and, like, owning things, yes, but, like,
it's a danger zone.
That's,
have you, when was the last time you felt like you was a little too comfortable where you're at within your career?
Oh, I gotta really think about that, just because, like, I feel like anytime I got ready, like, something happened. Pandemic, strike, okay. Something was happening that was throwing me a curveball where I had to, like, pivot and move. But it was in, like, a certain schooling of mine, where if I feel too comfortable around the people where I'm at, mm-hmm. I need to, like, put myself in a different group,
okay.
where it's like, I know nothing.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it's like,
that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Why do you feel the need to put yourself in a different group?
I don't want to be the best in the room.
That's true.
You know, like, I want to be able to, like, you know, pass it down, give two cents, and, like, you know, like, I'm always willing to, like, share what I've learned.
Right.
But at some point, it's like, it's not,
no, you're not comfortable from that.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, you know, I'm also the character too, that, like, if I could get, listen, there's the New York hustle in me,
mm-hmm.
and then there's the Mediterranean lifestyle. Just relax, sit back. Have a drink or two. It's nice. This is very nice. Are you sure this isn't Greek?
This is Greek. Drink. You know what? Listen, I tell everyone this.
With a little Greek,
the more you
here.
Drink, the more you talk. You understand?
But, yeah, you know, I don't want to get too comfy. You know?
I get it.
Because then it's like, where's the fire under the eggs?
No, I get it. I feel like when a person wants more life, when you get to, like, for me, it puts me in a, I don't want to say depression, but in a low frequency.
Yeah. And I don't want to, like, there's nothing wrong with, like, being like, I'm happy. This is nice. I'm doing, because there's also, I think it's important to acknowledge, like, hey, you're doing so much.
Okay.
Just chill. You know, cash in. Do what you got to do. Enjoy the present moment. Enjoy this level of where you're at, to be present.
Okay.
And not be like, and that's what I also like.
You're hard on yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you celebrate your wins?
I'm learning how to more.
Mm, okay.
I really am. One of my best friends, Michael, he's really, like, taught me to be like, that's great. And he's always like, even when I made my first short during the pandemic, I was like, all right. And he, like, he came by and he was like, how do you feel? This is great. Congratulations. Like, he's, you know what I mean? I'm like, this is good. I'm like, all right. But it wasn't, like, anything big. And he's like, what are you talking about?
Right.
You know? So it's like, yeah, I'm learning how to embrace those a little bit more.
Okay. Yeah, and those are, let me tell you something. I'm
like,
learning that. Right. But I listen. So I understand fully, because I'm very hard on myself too. So I get it, because there's many moments where my wife, for example, she'll be like, oh my God, let's celebrate. And I'm like, why? Like, it's just, you know, like, for me, it's like, it's a beautiful thing. Yes. Like, you know, we accomplished what the goal was, but now it's what's next. That's my mindset.
We're not being present.
Right.
Like, we're comparing this little win to this bigger picture of what we think a win is.
Right.
And it's not good enough. And it's like, that's not fair.
But, and I think this is something I think you should definitely work on. And I say this because I'm working on it. So I think we should work on it
together.
This
is a therapy session too.
Like, we should work on it, because no, it's the little things that counts, you know, like, it makes you who you are, you know? So just, you know, just,
I'm going to check in on you.
All right.
Cheersing to our little wins.
Yes.
Which aren't little.
They're not big. Little, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I get it.
Yeah. It's just, I think, yeah, it's,
let me ask you a question, because you're very serious with your career, as you should, right? But then, you know, you have social media where so many people, you know, like, are big with this whole title situation, right?
Mm.
And it's like, do you get offended, or do you, like, how do you feel about the whole social media influencer or IG comedian? Like, Do you feel like it affects or take away from your career or your background, so on and forth?
You know, I'm gonna call myself out. In the beginning, I did.
Okay. Okay.
I thought, again, and this is where like my fixed mindset with something was like, I was like, oh, it shouldn't be, blah, 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 blah. And then I stopped and I was like, make it your own. Mm. You know what I mean? And okay. I think in anything in life, whatever you do, it's like, which version are you going to play with? Like, how should I say this? This is my ADHD.
It's pause. Fine. I have that.
What I'm trying to say is like, whatever you do in life, you make it your own. So okay. I think I had an image because of what was being portrayed. And I also didn't know that world as much. Not to say I was like, hey, they're doing their thing. That's great.
Right.
I don't want that because I want this. And I was like, but wait, there's more.
Okay.
But you could do.
But you could combine.
Combine.
Okay.
So I don't get offended or anything. I don't consider myself an influencer. I'm not trying to influence people to do or buy or.
Okay.
Have a certain lifestyle. Right. I don't know. Does that make sense?
No, am
I
it wrong? Does. It does.
You know, but I am a creator.
Okay.
And I think there's layers of things when it comes to social media, you know, and no one should knock anybody in. I mean, there are people who are acting or being doctors or being X, Y, and Z that I'm like, what are you fucking doing?
Right.
There's someone else that deserves. It's the same thing in any field in life. And just as we move forward, and you know, I've seen people do such great things with social media. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like what you do with the tools that you're working with.
Gotcha.
What are you creating? What are you building? Right. So I don't get offended.
Okay.
I just don't consider myself an influencer. I consider myself a creator, and social media has been an outlet for me to take my ideas and see, like, put them out there. You know, I have too many. Let's get them out.
Right.
And it's teaching me a lot, and it's connected me to so many amazing people.
Right.
That have inspired me, that I'm grateful to have in my life. It's taught me a lot of lessons. So it's like, yeah, I don't mind.
What have you learned thus far this year as a creator?
Like,
I would say learn as far as within, yeah, like just what's a lesson? I guess what would you say would be one of the biggest lessons you learned this year that you know you're going to keep applying it as you continue to grow
yourself? I'm going to set the table how I want it to be set. This is my dinner. Mm-hmm. Whoever wants to show up, they show up correct. I'm going to create it how I want to do. I'm going to move how I want. And if someone wants to stay a while and we break bread together and we learn from each other and we grow, fantastic. You know, it's like people are going to come in and out of your life. So it's how I create and how I come to my own table and how everyone else does. Does that make sense?
No, it does.
Yeah.
It does.
Because there's a lot of things as a creator that I've learned.
I can imagine. You have so many people watching you. Not only that, you've been doing this for so many years, you know, and it's like, you know, as you continue elevating, sometimes people don't even realize that you've been working towards this for years. They just assume. I feel like a lot of people assume it's just instant gratification. Hence why I keep emphasizing it with so many people.
I've learned a lot as a creator.
You learned a lot as a creator. Okay, so what's a misconception people have of you watching your social media?
Oh, I don't.
Because you have this whole Greek, New York, you understand? So I like, there's no.
I'm trying to think. I don't know.
As you think. Let's elevator music.
A misconception about me.
Yes.
I have no idea because I'm not in their brains. I don't know what they're thinking.
You never had anybody call you out or like say certain, like.
Give me an example. Like what?
I don't know, call you a bitch or something.
Well, that's like, a misconception. Sometimes I could be a motherfucking bitch. What's up? No.
Dog life.
Wow. No, I'm trying to misconception. I don't know. Some people say my accent's not New York. People think I'm Italian, but I'm Greek, but I'm born and raised.
Oh, that's a misconception.
I'm born and raised in Brooklyn, South Brooklyn, so it's freaking melting pot.
Okay.
I grew up in that.
As a Brooklyn native, Greek roots, what's one thing you're most proud of from like your culture, your borough, everything?
Oh, man.
Go ahead. Yeah, say it with your chest, because I felt that right there. That energy just...
culture and my neighborhood. So, like, in my Greek culture, we have gephi.
What's that?
Gephi, it's like a zest for life, a passion. And philoxenia, which is like hospitality.
Okay.
We never show up empty-handed. You come to our house, we feed you. Even in like, so like birthdays.
Okay.
You're technically not supposed to bring me anything. It's us providing. We are so happy to be celebrating our birth and having you in it.
Okay.
Thank you for making my birthday so beautiful. Oh my year beautiful.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So I love things
like
that.
We're both Pisces, right?
Oh my God, we're Pisces.
So when are you inviting me to your birthday party?
Yeah, I did it. You have to.
No, when is your birthday?
March 4th.
14.
Look at that. My dad's March 1st. I always say that.
Wait, you're Pisces too?
Yeah. Whoa, bunch of fishes.
A whole bunch of swimming. I just keep swimming.
But that's my Greek side. My Brooklyn side is, man, we really show up for one another.
Okay.
Everyone, it's community. Okay. You know, like, it's like, how you doing? How's everything going? How's the family? Like, we look out for each other. Who, like, my neighbor Joe knocking on my door being like, you know, like, you overslept, move your car to the side parking. You know what I mean? Like, it's we care about one another.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, we show up.
In the Bronx, we don't care about you. You'd be like, oh, you going through something?
Yeah.
It happens, B.
Nah, it really is like that. And like, everybody knows, you know, so everyone's in each other's business and...
Okay.
You know, but that's like Italian, Greeks, like Spanish, like Arabs, like we're all like that.
It is a misconception where a lot of people think you're either Hispanic or you're Italian.
I never get Greek. Never. Very seldom do people say I'm Greek. Mm. And that's because like if I turn to the side, then they see the like Ionian.
Okay.
Like my face, mm-hmm. like it's a very prominent specific nose, but I always get like high school, Ms. Vasalo, I'm Greek. Okay, I'm Greek. She would be like, Kritina. I'm like, no. She's like, you Puerto Rican. I'm like, no. I was like, why? Because my hoop earrings and my broken belt. No.
She's like, not today, you Puerto Rican.
I did. They always thought they were like, you're just lying. You're trying to get by class. And I'm like, no. I'm like, I just know how to roll my R's.
You know what's crazy? Because I didn't get that. I didn't get Puerto Rican. Like, they thought I was Italian. And I'm like, bro, you don't hear my Spanish accent. Like, yeah, I'm mad Italian.
Italian people sound like that, too, like in Brooklyn. Like, right, you know,
right,
like.
Right. I get it.
There's a thickness there, you know?
Right. I get it. I mean, I know you appreciate your accent. You're very prideful on this.
I wasn't always.
No?
I thought I had to get rid of it. Like, which there's a balance to it, especially as an actor.
When did you learn to appreciate it?
I think especially like a little bit before like COVID, like social media time period, like COVID area.
Okay.
Where it was like, it was so weird. We were so all, like, everyone was like disconnected, but connected in a different way.
Okay.
And I just started making people laugh and feel a type of way that they weren't in New York. And like, I started to hear more, like even today, someone's like, oh, that Brooklyn accent, how much it warms my heart. And in my mind, I'm like, you know, you think this sounds nice?
Right. How you? Yeah, for real. Like,
you know, I'm like, you think you want, or like, you want me to talk like this? Like, this is not, you know, like, it doesn't hit me in my head like that, you know?
I get it.
But after I started seeing how people were responding, I was like, this is me. This is special. So I'll turn it off when I have to. You know, I'll be more mindful.
I give it to you. You can turn it off.
Yeah. I mean, coffee's coffee, no matter
what. Coffee's coffee.
That's how, like, and, Inglorious Bastards, you know, when she like says three and like she gives it up.
Yes,
that's me with the coffee, you know, I'm like incognito. The moment I say coffee, they're like, she's a spy.
No, I remember, I love that movie, by the way.
It's amazing.
But it's true. You know, like, it's funny because like the New Yorker in me is so like, you know what I love about us New Yorkers? We're so prideful.
Yeah. Like, we have no chill. We don't give two fucks.
New
York or nowhere, even though we want to, we're like, well, miserable here. And then we're like, but nowhere else.
We talk so much shit about our own, like, state and everything. And we're talking about, like, five boroughs, guys. But, you know, but we're so prideful on it, right? And it's like, for me, it's like, anywhere I go, it's like, you know, I'm like, you hear it automatically. And I'm like, yeah, I'm from New York. It, you know, like, This is how we are, and I feel like we're the toughest out of everybody. That's it.
Straight. Yeah, when I go around, I don't say I'm from America. No. I'm from New York.
You're from New York, yes, that's how you gotta be. Yes, be proud for a bit. Let me tell you, when I proposed to my wife, I had told her, like, when I asked her, like, will you marry me? She's like, oh my God, are you serious? I was like, I'm dead ass B. I was like,
you open it up, it's a Tim on top of the.
It's a shiny Tim. It's a shiny tail.
It's a bacon, egg, and cheese.
It is. I was like, it fits. It's your son, man.
I think, like, the equipment, you know how women are like, oh, take me to the Mediterranean. Yeah, right? Like, you take me somewhere. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, will you marry me? I'm like, yeah. But if I bite down in a bacon, egg, and cheese,
that's
a every bagel on this ring in there, I cry.
Oh my God. That's amor, right? That's love.
I'll finish the bagel and then I'll say yes.
Hold that thought.
Hold on 1 second. This is a good bite. This is a good bite.
So, I want to know, right? Mm-hmm. Greek roots. What's a good restaurant you can refer me to as far here in New York? Because I love, like, Mediterranean food.
The city, not Brooklyn.
It doesn't matter. What's one of your, your go-tos? No, because I feel like, don't give me your go-to, because sometimes I like to, what is it, like?
No, I won't gatekeep.
I like to gatekeep certain, like, restaurants. Certain things, be honest.
But also, gatekeep if it's, like, I'm trying.
I don't want people, so many people knowing about.
When it comes to my Greek roots, I'm like, nah, go experience it, do it, okay. Go see it. I want to support them. You know, I'm like, go. Okay. Just don't.
So what's a good whack. So what's a good spot you would recommend?
So there's a few places. One is Souvlaki GR. They have a few locations.
Okay.
It's very beautiful. You go inside and it feels like Mykonos.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
It's like white and blue. It's gorgeous. The other one is Kiki's.
Kiki's.
Yeah, K I K I in Chinatown.
Okay.
I'll try that. Yeah.
So where's the other one? In Brooklyn?
Yes, but I forgot the name. That's bad.
It's okay. It's all right. She's a fake Greek, isn't it? But you know, no, I just play. I just imagine. Oh my God, like. No, but I definitely I love everything you're doing, right? And I've had Mediterranean food. I love the food, amazing. You know, I like when it comes to restaurants, I love to go to the authentic spots.
Yeah.
Not the, you know, like, I don't care for like certain chains. Like, I just want to actually have like the real deal. You know, with the flavors and, you know, like.
Those two spots are really nice. And like Kiki's, what I like about it too is like, it's not your typical like white and blue looking. It's very like urban, underground, cool vibes and stuff like that.
All right.
You know, when you go to Greece,
I'll tell you
everywhere to go.
I have to go.
Anyway, you go. You're like, give me a gyro and then wrap it up.
Done. I actually found out that, my grandmother, so she was born in Puerto Rico. My great grandma, her mother, they're Italian, but they were raised in a small part in Greece.
And they're on the inside.
I don't know what's up, but it's like, they're from, from Greece.
So in Greece, I'm from Kalamata, like the olives, which is in the Peloponnesos, but then I'm from Kerkira, which is Corfu, which is by the Ionian side. And like, that's right by Italy.
Okay.
And Corfu has a lot of like Italian impressions.
I think it's so that one.
That's right.
Cause
we might be family.
That's wild. That's wild. We might. I understand. Cause she's a little like 2 feet. My grandma's very little, but she's again born and raised in Puerto Rico. She don't speak no English.
Do you know there's a huge Greek community in Puerto Rico?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Cause like her grandmother is from like Greece, and then
you gotta find out where.
We gotta figure this out. I'm gonna find out.
And every time I go to Corfu too, it's like, I'm your second cousin.
That'd be funny. That's crazy. I mean, like, yeah, that's crazy. We
did some scary encounters sometimes. It is. You know? I'm like, wait a minute. Can we talk? Are you my cousin? Can I talk to you or not?
That's wild. I'll definitely find out. I'll let you know.
That would be really funny.
But lastly, I want to know, when was the last time you did something for the first time?
Where I did something for the first time? The last time.
I got to give you my question. When was the last time you did something for the first time? And as you think about this, I'm going to play some music. Boom.
for the first time.
It could be anything.
I really gotta think.
Anything. I tried. I don't know. Think about it.
Oh, I did my first open mic. Not too long.
Oh, okay. Like what? Comedy or
like up there, not like stand up, not like sketch comedy, like stand up.
Oh, how was that? That was
fucking terrifying.
Your heart was like coming out the shirt and everything. Like
it was terrifying. I'm trying to think of something for the first time.
Yeah, I mean stand up. That's your first time. That's dope. Congratulations.
Yeah, that was really scary.
I could imagine. Would you do it again? No, you don't care for it?
No, I think so, but I think like sketch comedy is not like
that's
like,
your thing.
Yeah, put me in an SNL group, yo.
Okay.
You know, but like I think stand up is a whole different art that I'm like.
No, it is. I for me, like sometimes I feel like I'm funny, but then some people like you got dad jokes. I'm like, how? Like, I feel like I'm funny, but I like put me in front of. I'd probably be like.
Yeah, bad okay, jokes, like, why bad the jokes. Chicken cross the road?
Quack, 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 quack. Yeah. So, you know what? I know my lane. I'll stay there.
Yeah, like, I'll try it. Like, I like doing things like that to, like, scare me. To be like, what is that?
That's good. You tried it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You see, too many firsts, you know? Like, yeah. I feel like doing it, like, always trying something. You should always try something. I hate when people judge something they've never done it or ate it or whatever it is. Try it before you judge it.
You gotta try it. Or like, you can have your point of view about it, but don't like.
Oh, and the first time you had, right here, boom. You
boom. Can I get some more of this?
Yeah, you can. That's
what's up with this?
Yeah.
This is nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The bottle's pretty.
It is. How do you help with it? Yeah. You know, sometimes Brooklyn people.
What you want to say about Brooklyn?
Yeah, sure. Like they act tough, but you know what I'm saying? They came out open about it.
No, I'm mad clumsy.
I believe that. I can see that.
You know, like you think like I'm like on a date and I'm like trying to be sexy and I'm like the cheese is everywhere.
And you be knocking stuff. I'm chicken. Like,
I gotta get my
They have it. And you like me right now with the frizz and fixing
your like, hey, so
how you doing? My name is Diamond.
Hey, my name is Diamond. How you doing?
Yeah.
My voice is. That's how I am on dates too.
Well, Christina, I want to just say thank you, man, for everything. Where can everybody find you? All that good stuff.
My social media is my full name, Christina Mavronas.
Mavronas.
On Instagram.
I said it right first, but Jasmine, you know, she
had three bottles of this. She didn't know. She just came stumbling in.
She wanted to be. Yeah, she stumbled. She definitely stumbled in.
But yeah, it's on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube.
Anything you're working on or that?
I'm working on a short series, and I'm working on an art installation.
Okay.
We'll see how that works out. Okay. I have my whole PowerPoint presentation ready for it. I don't know if it's going to be an art installation, like an immersive experience, or if I'm going to take it to film and try to create something from it.
Okay.
But I need a producer to help me with that shit.
All right, so, boats and hoes.
Both.
That's dope. Congratulations on
thank
that.
Thank you. We'll see. It's been a work in progress. So it takes like it, you know, and
right,
then it pauses, and then you're like, okay, let me
celebrate
pick it back
the
up.
Celebrate the little wins. Right. Congratulations on that. That's super dope.
Yeah, thank
you. So listen, guys, there's no reason why you shouldn't be following her. All her information will be in the description box below. All you gotta do is click on it. Follow the girl. She's doing amazing things. And y'all already know it's your girl, V. Henny, The Artistry. And we out. Rock out with your cocks out. Jam out with your glam out. Bow.